to the Legacy Music Hour. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
This is the video game music podcast featuring only third and fourth generation video game music. This is episode 178. And, well, before we get into the episode, as usual, we have some top of the show business to talk about, I'm sure, right?
Yes, yes.
Because we actually haven't recorded in a couple months, I feel like, right?
Right, it's been ages.
So, do you have anything to say?
Well, I would like to say, first of all, I will be DJing at Ground Control on July 14th.
In Portland, Oregon.
In Port Town. So, that is the monthly free play that they do. Second Thursdays at Ground Control. And that is in beautiful downtown Port Town. So, please, you can get on my social media to get more info. I like photoshopping together event flyers for that. And that's just at Fisticuts. And I will be posting more info, but all nothing but 8-bit and 16-bit goodness.
And soon to be changing your thing to Super Famicuts, I hope.
Right? You know, I had a discussion with that with a user who came in yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yesterday. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, he came in and I want to send a shout out to Bad Dude Darren for stopping by. Uh-huh. And he popped in and he said, I'm a user. So instantly I put on Keyglyph's mix of the Ice and Snow episode that we did.
Yeah.
And it was very fitting because it's been real hot here in Port Town.
Yeah.
So we were playing that and he said, we were just talking all about that, about Famicuts and Super Famicuts, and he was tossing out some ideas. It was pretty funny. I call him Bad Dude Darren because when I cut his hair and I just didn't put any product in it, he looked like kind of like the Bad Dudes guy on the cover. Uh-huh. With his hair covering, his bangs covering his face.
Uh-huh.
So we had a good laugh trying to recreate that for a picture that I'll put up on my social media.
Oh, you should have been playing the Bad Dudes music while you cut his hair.
But the Ice and Snow was real good.
Yeah,
It just chilled everything.
It is very a chill mix. I mean, it's interesting how the music for that episode really, all of it sounds like it's from Snow Levels, you know?
Right.
I mean, it doesn't sound really arbitrary, you know? It sounds like it really was composed for Ice Levels or Snow Levels.
Yes.
Speaking of events and stuff, you know, I did a stand-up comedy tour in April, and I forgot to mention this on the last time we were recording, but there were Legacy Music Hour users at almost every show we did, and that was really neat, you know? The crossover there,
right.
And and sometimes I could tell someone might be was wearing a video game related t-shirt, and I thought, oh, that's probably a user, and it turned out they were. And that was just neat to see the user showing up to these stand-up shows. Yeah,
nice.
The crossover happening like that. Okay, well, look, I want to talk about some of the I just like to kind of share some of the video game experiences I've been having lately, you know, or over the last couple months.
Sure.
I don't know if I mentioned this on the last time we recorded, but I did finally totally complete the Witness, right? This is a new game, a new generation game. And
yes.
I got all the plus ones. If people who play the game know what I'm talking about, there's 135 of them. And I also got every single panel. There's 523 of them. And there's a couple things that are very hard in it, but it's done. It's a done deal now.
Congrats.
There's three audio recordings that I didn't find, but I don't really care about finding them though. Anyway, I found all the important ones, and people who play the game a lot know what I'm talking about. All right. I also, I had acquired some various games somewhat recently, and I have been playing those. And so for one thing, Gargoyle's Quest 2, pretty easy game, completed that, and it's a good game, and it's pretty easy. I finally beat DuckTales 2. Not that that's a hard game, but DuckTales 2, it's actually very easy. However, there was this one map piece. You have to find pieces of this map in the game. There was one map piece that was really hard for me to find. That was the only thing I was really stuck on for a long time, and I finally just found it. So that's done. All the map pieces found. That's done. DuckTales 2, Gargoyle's Quest 2, and do you remember me? There was three Nintendo games that I had been wanting to get. Let's say a year ago, I was saying, or maybe around a year ago, or maybe even around, December, I was saying, these are the three games I'm trying to look for on Nintendo. DuckTales 2, Gargoyle's Quest 2, and what was the other one? Do you remember?
No.
It was Metal Storm.
Metal. I was going to say something metal. I don't know why that popped into my head.
And finally, thanks to user Nick, I'll call him Nick the Trucker because he works as a trucker, and he listens to our episodes while trucking, getting him through the long stretches of road, you know. And Nick the Trucker helped me acquire Metal Storm recently, and so I've been playing that a lot recently, and the game's fairly easy. I mean, the last level gets challenging, definitely, or the second to last level or whatever. But after you beat the game, they give you a password for expert mode. And this expert mode, it's almost a completely different game because it's so much harder. I mean, it's brutally hard, expert mode for Metal Storm. Even the first level is so tough, but the second level, it just, at times feels impossible. But, I realize playing really difficult games like that, and again, this is only on expert mode. It's actually a fairly easy game, not on expert mode, except for maybe the last level. But playing really hard games, it's really kind of like a puzzle game because it's so hard and it seems so impossible. And you have to think, how am I going to maneuver through this? You know, and you have to think about it strategically, and it's, you have to look at it like a puzzle. You know, you have to think, okay, if this bad guy is going to move this way, you know, how am I going to move to avoid it, and how am I going to jump on this platform? And you're kind of planning it out. A lot of it's also memorization. You know, you keep dying until you memorize the pattern, memorize the procedure that takes you through the game. So anyway, I've gotten up to the on expert mode. I've gotten to the boss of the third stage, and wow, the stage 3-2. It's just was so hard, but I finally kind of got it down to sort of a science, and it's just really wow. It's so hard. I don't think I'm gonna complete the game on expert. I'm not too interested because I think it's just too hard. The game's too hard, you know. But you do have unlimited continues, so that makes it a lot. I mean, to me, that still makes Battletoads harder than anything else because this game, Metal Storm, even on expert mode, has unlimited continues. So that's makes it, you know, you can at least keep working at it, and you don't have to start all the way from the beginning. By the way, Metal Storm is a very good game. The controls are really good, and there's a neat sort of mechanism in the game where you can change gravity, and it comes into play a lot through the game, and that's really the coolest thing about the game is that you can change the gravity, and so that you're up on the wheel on the ceiling, you switch from being on the ceiling to the ground, and it's really cool. So thanks again to Nick the Trucker. And Nick the Trucker, I salute you.
Salutations.
Andy Jones. I was another user who recently sent over a game to me called Umihara Kawase. I've mentioned it before. It's a game I've been interested in getting. It's another puzzle. It's a puzzle platformer. This is a Japanese-only release for the Super Famicom, and apparently brutally hard as well. I haven't played it yet because I've been kind of focusing on Metal Storm lately. But again to Andy Jones, I salute you. And I think that's as far as gaming goes. I think that's about it. I think. Okay, I wanted to mention, so there's this sort of, what do you call it? Like a spawn podcast, you know, called the VGM Jukebox, right?
Okay.
Hosted by Legacy Music Hour's own, Keyglyph and frequent VGM karaoke contributor, Sentimental and San Gabriel. They host this, video game music podcast called VGM Jukebox, and, I wanted to recommend an episode of theirs. It's a hold music episode, you know, kind of similar to our elevator music episodes.
Okay.
But they the whole episode, they don't really host the episode. They're just, the whole episode is just hold music and the kind of, and just these sort of, they're meant to seem like recordings that that are either hold recordings or sort of like advertisements for things, as if you're on hold the whole time. So I think the episode starts with you calling and then getting put on hold, and then the whole thing is you're on hold, and it's all hold music of their choice, and it's all these different messages instead of them hosting it like, you know, they would normally do, you know, this track is this and so forth. So it's pretty neat, and it's funny too. And and then I think the episode ends with, well, I won't tell you how it ends, but
I wonder if they finally get through.
Yeah, that's the thing. Do you get through or not? That's right. So stay tuned for that. Check it out. It's a hold music episode on the VGM Jukebox. Yeah. Okay. And then also I wanted to mention, I wanted to talk about this. You know, these episodes, we mainly do free plays now. I mean, that's primarily what we do. They're always free plays. And this is free play 30, right?
Right.
That we're on right now. I wanted to ask the users and ask you, Rob, if we should we start titling the episodes instead of just, because it's just like free play 30, it's just gonna keep going free play and just these numbers. Should we start, you know, because we used to title them based on what the topic was, but now that it's free play, for example, you know, what were we doing? Surgery music that one time? It kind of accidentally became... Should that have been called surgery stuff or something like that? Or, you know, like our, like I think last episode was like about the future, right? It took place in the future. Should have been the future, you know? So should we be titling these episodes, you know? Episode 178, you know, whatever it is, you know? You know, do you think we should do that?
Yes.
Okay, so we should get rid of the free play title and just start... titling the episodes kind of more appropriate to what we talked about during the episode.
Yes. I was just going to suggest perhaps at the end of the episode, either we'll come up with it during the episode or afterwards.
I see. So we figure it out. That's a kind of the game of the episodes. We figure out what the title is going to be.
Yes.
Okay. And does that sound okay for the users? Well, that you can't answer that just yet, but
yes,
maybe
it does.
Maybe comment on this.
Did you hear that?
Oh, was that a user?
That was a
or was
user.
That a little pocket friend of yours? I know your pocket friend has a deeper voice, but I thought maybe because he's being muffled, he's not being amplified, he's being muffled, and maybe it squeezed his voice out a little bit.
Ah.
So look here, comment in the comment section of this episode. We will leave this as Free Play 30. Okay, just. This might be the last time we title it as a free play, but in the comment section of legacymusichour.com, comment and, you know, voice your opinion about if we should title these episodes something more specific to what we talked about.
Yes.
Okay. That's a call to action right there. All right. Let me just make sure I covered everything that I wanted to talk about. It's been 2 months, so that's why there's more to talk about here. Okay, so finally, one last thing. We'll save this for the end of the episode, but do you remember Doug from Western Nebraska? His high school band that he teaches did a graduation. You know, he was asking for suggestions for graduation music. Well, one of those, he used a suggestion, and he recorded the band playing this graduation music, and he sent me the recording, and so I thought that we could, at the end of the episode, play the recording from the school's graduation. All right. I think that's just about everything, so I think we can kind of move into the episode, and I apologize if that was a long, too much, was that, if that was too long, or if that was too much talking, but and maybe what I should have done was just split that up in between the tracks. Well, anyway, it's too late now.
Too late. Maybe this will be legacy. The name of this episode. What number is this one again?
Episode 178.
Too late.
I thought you were going to say too much talking.
Nah, too late.
Episode 178, too late. Okay, well, it's, anyway, I think you're starting things off, I think.
Okay. Well, it has been a very, very big last month in terms of the sporting world.
Okay.
The Copa America.
Right.
Soccer tournament.
Yeah.
Has been happening. The Euro soccer tournament has just gotten underway. It'll go into next month. Major League Soccer is taken off as well. They had a little break. There's a lot of soccer action happening. So I thought that I would model my set for this episode in honor of all of the soccer action happening right now.
So you are doing a soccer episode of your own?
Yes, of my own.
Okay, yeah. For me, it's just going to be a random, you know, I mean, it's just going to be a free play thing, but...
Okay.
What? So, yeah, if we were going to title this episode, it'd probably be, you know, episode 178, Soccer and Other Stuff. Or something like that, or whatever other stuff comes out of my tracks.
Soccer and Co.
And Co. Yeah.
Soccer and Son.
Soccer and Son. Yeah. Soccer and Other. Or Soccer and Other, you know, I don't know. Oh, actually, okay. Actually, I got a little surprise for you later. Okay, but anyway, go on then.
I'm going to...
Oh, I can't wait. Go on.
I'm going to start things off with AWS, Pro Moves Soccer.
All right. Well, you know what that AWS stands for?
Always Watching Soccer. That's me.
Uh-huh.
That is... for the Sega Genesis.
I thought it was Allison's Warehouse of Shoes. You know, like cleats. We're talking cleats.
This is Introduction. Then this is where if I had a whistle, I would blow the whistle.
Mm-hmm.
It would tweet and that would indicate the start of my set.
All right. Blow the whistle.
Tweet. We'll be right back. AWS Pro Moves Soccer introduction. And that is from composer Jesper Kidd. That's a nice introduction to the episode, I'd say.
A very serious introduction.
Play this song to any highlight reel of the tournament action. It's very fitting. See how it goes a little dark there?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Like the black and white spots on a soccer ball.
Uh-huh, it goes from white to black.
Yes.
This part again still? By the way, I forgot to mention earlier actually that there's three other games that I have that I have now that I've been meaning to play as well. I still have yet to play Clash of Demonhead, I still have yet to play Jackal, and I still have yet to play Xerxes. And I still have yet to play Super Uno and the Mahjong game and the horse racing game that we got from Keyglyph. Anyway, I'm really backed up. Oh, and also Minish Cap for the Game Boy Advance, actually, that I'm going to be playing on a GameCube so I could play it on a TV that Gabe actually supplied. I'm backed up. Wanted to talk about my being backed up with that music playing in the background. I'm gonna start things off with a Famicom game that we heard from kind of recently. Akagawa Jiro no Yure Reisha. This is music composed by Koichi Sugiyama. And this track is called Yuko the Schoolgirl. And I imagine that perhaps she might have played soccer or football mm-hmm. in her school, right?
Possibly.
So there you go. Maybe it's not going to be soccer and other stuff. Maybe it's just going to be soccer only. Yuko the Schoolgirl from Akagawa Jiro no Yure Reisha. From Akagawa Jiro no Yure Reisha, the Famicom, music by Koichi Sugiyama, and this soundtrack also was worked on by Yasuhiro Taguchi, but this particular track was Koichi Sugiyama's only. Yuko the Schoolgirl. Mm-mm-mm-mm. There's one part of this track I really like in particular. I like this part right here. I like that. That's good. So, Rob, do you think this sounds like the music of a schoolgirl?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. What about it? It sounds schoolgirlish to you.
It just sounds very, very studious.
Oh, studious?
Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm. Would you study to this music?
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely carry my books to this music.
Mm-hmm. Even though you're not a schoolgirl.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you think this is actually kind of more like, this could apply to schoolboys as well?
I would definitely say this probably has more of a schoolgirl feel to it.
Uh-huh. So it's not a unisex track.
Right.
Okay.
Moving on, I have a track for the Nintendo Entertainment System. The name of the game is Goal.
Yeah, we've heard from this before, I think.
We sure have. Here's a track for you. There is a track for you from the game Goal.
I bet this is like a menu track or something like that.
Wait, you hear this part?
This part's cool, yeah.
That sounds like dribbling.
Oh.
You know, a soccer player dribbling past defenders.
Let's hear that part again. Not this part, yeah. Here comes a thing. I like that.
That was my dribble face.
So dribbling is like when you're trying to fake them out a little bit.
Did you see the face that I was making?
Yeah,
you
look surprised.
But I was juking and jiving.
Actually, you look almost flirty. Actually, you look like you're flirting because you were kind of like this. Like you kind of said, "Yeah, you're flirting right there." That's the flirty lick right there.
Flirting with victory.
All right, flirting with the goal. Good. As you played this game before, right? Is it from the menu or what?
I think it's normal gameplay.
Oh, this is gameplay music?
I want to give a shout out to a game that I wanted to play the soundtrack from, but I just wasn't able to get to it.
What?
Sagat's Soccer. Just not able to get to that today.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's a very good game. Soundtrack's very
Sagat
good.
Sagat Sagar. Sagar.
Yeah.
It's Sagat Sagar. Sagar. That's his soccer. maybe there's some more games on the way that you weren't able to get to, you know?
This is just an honorable mention. I just thought I should get it out there because I know some people will probably think it for sure he's going to play Sagat Sagar, but not today. Sorry, guys.
Well, we're going to go from soccer to a racing game for the arcade. This is called Racing Hero, and this one was suggested by Legacy Music Hour user LMH Head Ed. So thank you, Ed, for this track. He sent this track over from Racing Hero for the arcade, and this is a good track, and I think you're going to like it a lot, Rob. This is BGM 1. Mm. Here we go. Oh, I don't know if I mentioned the composer on this, but it's Hikoshi Hashimoto. And you know he's good from previous track record. From his track record, you can know that Hikoshi Hashimoto is going to be good. So here you go, Racing Hero. This is music from Racing Hero for the arcade. Music composed by Hikoshi Hashimoto. And that's BGM 1.
I love that.
Very good. Very good track. Very good track. Again, suggested and supplied, actually, by LMH Head Ed, user Ed. So thank you, Ed. For that suggestion. Very nice track. I love that track, actually. You hear that the drums start off in the left chant?
Let's hit those drums again. Hit those drums again.
Can you hear that? You hear how the drums go from the left to the right? That's neat right there. This is just kind of such a nice track, you know? I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think Racing Hero, I think it's a motorcycle, I think. I'm not sure, actually. I mean, this has almost got a smooth jazz feel to it. I like it, you know? This is it's really nice when you can hear those tom-toms or you know in there as well. Yeah, it's nice. You know, this is just classic Sega, 80s Sega FM synth right here. You know? It's classic 80s Sega arcade music right here.
Moving on, I am going back to the Sega Genesis for Sensible Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Sensible Soccer.
Yeah, okay. More practical.
Right.
This is the right choice when it comes to soccer.
Sensible Soccer meaning 3 square meals before training.
That's right.
Every ingredient on the food pyramid is,
I mean, it's like, it might not even be the best soccer, but it's sort sensible. Of like the most sensible. Yeah, it's just...
It's not too much.
Not too little.
Not too little. Sensible. In-game music is the name of the track. Here we go. Sensible Soccer, Sega Genesis.
Yeah. Do you you want to know who the name of the company that developed this game?
Tell me.
Sensible Software. I'm not kidding.
Oh.
Here comes the most sensible part of the track.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
I like this. Wait, were you talking about the guitar strum thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's coming up in a bit. So you know Matt Furness would work on this, right?
Matt Furness and Richard Joseph are the composers for this game. Pretty reasonable guys, if you ask me.
Sensible guys. Here we go.
Ooh.
That's cool. I like that, actually.
Power ballad. Here we go.
Yeah, I like that. Just strum that guitar or whatever it is.
This is more dribbling going on right now.
Flirting? Is that like time's running out? Or is that just not a good translation of the actual track, you know? Like the words messing up.
I don't think that's a mess up of the track at all.
I don't really think it is, actually. But I thought maybe, you know, sometimes these tracks play incorrectly, you know? Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, this track's got an edge to it, definitely. Yeah.
A sensible edge. Road Rash-esque.
Yeah, sure, yeah. But a little more sense. There's a little more sense in this than Road Rash, maybe, right?
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, it's called Sensible Soccer. I'm only saying that because it's called Sensible.
Road Rash, I believe, is a little more wild.
Yeah, a little more erratic.
This pulls in the reins a bit.
Yeah, this is just kind of gives you just enough edge to be edgy, but not to be too crazy, you know, it's kind of just the right amount of everything, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to move on to the game for the Super Famicom game that we've heard from many times, Morio Senki Madara 2. This is music. This track actually is particularly. This one in particular is composed by Tapi Iwase. And even though a handful of composers worked on this soundtrack, this track is Tapi Iwase, and the track we're going to hear is The Hunter's Repose. And this is just a very nice, just sophisticated track from Morio Senki Madara 2. And here it is now. Hunter's Repose from Morio Senki Madara 2, music by Tapi Iwase. And this is just a very sophisticated and beautiful track.
The beginning sounds like a variation of the Deliverance dueling banjos.
Oh, I kind of see what you mean, yeah.
You know what I'm talking, that's from the movie Deliverance, right?
Yeah, sure, of course.
The dueling banjos?
I love that movie. Yeah, right.
Can you hit that beginning again?
Yeah, it's like, well, we'll get there pretty soon. Yeah. But it's almost like Yeah, it's coming up right here. So, da 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 da.
There's the call. Here comes the response.
Right.
There they go.
Yeah, I love that call and response. It's kind of like the. This is sort of like the Deliverance. What is it? Did you say call it dueling banjos?
Right.
Yeah, this is like the dueling banjos for the sophisticated Asian man. The reason I say that Asian man is because it doesn't sound like it in the beginning, but at a certain point there does have a sort of Asiatic sound to it near the end of it, you know, when there's the drums. But this is such a sophisticated piece, I feel like. It's like a classical piece of music, and then there's a sort of world music element to it too a little later on, with a sort of Asiatic sound to it. I love the call and response, almost kind of fugal kind of quality to the way these instruments are coming in. This is a sophisticated piece. I like it when the bass comes in like that too. And here comes the Asiatic sound right here. Right there. I mean, all of a sudden, we're now in, you know, an Asian area. Musically. Not anymore. We left that area. Oh, and I love that chord right there. That's just such a, you know, it's such an interesting dissonant sound right there. So what instruments do you think that those are right there? There's a French horn there that's doing the sort of mimicking, and then, right, maybe? And then you have like an oboe or something?
Oh, no, I was just going to say an oboe, yeah.
So the oboe's starting it off, and then you got a French horn, and then something else comes in there. What's that? What's the higher register one there? You have these different...
A clarinet, maybe?
Yeah, something in that vein, you know? Maybe, yeah. And so you have these different horn instruments, or these wind instruments. And then you think about the Asian thing? And then that bass comes in, and then it becomes Asiatic, and then now it's back to just, you know, dissonant sophistication. Anyway, this is very, very good track, very sophisticated. Overall, that whole soundtrack is just amazing. Wow, what a soundtrack.
Okay, my next track. You saw my track list and you said it was kind of out of place.
Oh, well, maybe. I'm not as familiar with the game, so maybe there is a connection.
Attack of the Barbarian. Streets of Rage, Sega Genesis.
But why?
If you watched the opening week of the Euro football tournament happening in France right now, the match between England and Russia turned ugly after the game was over. Russian fans started attacking English fans in the stands, and that spilled out onto the streets. Where there was lots of fighting and destruction of businesses and fighting with police and riot gear.
Wow. Not very sensible.
Not sensible at all. And I think Attack of the Barbarian is the perfect track.
Because that's what soccer fans are when you get down to it. Barbarians, particularly the English and Russian ones.
Well, I don't know about that. But these particular fans, these hooligans that showed up, definitely barbarian-like. And a little Axel, Blaze, and Adam would have been nice to clean up those streets of Rage.
Those three sensible people could have cleaned things up.
How would you say Streets of Rage in French? I know street is Rue
de Rage.
Rage.
I don't know what it is.
Rue de Rage.
Rue du Rage. Yeah, I like that. I wonder where Rage is actually in French. You know. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll get back to you after the track.
After the attack of the barbarian.
Yeah.
Rue du Rage. Or is it La Rage? No, Rage.
Well, if it's, I would think that, I don't know, you know, if Rage is a masculine word, then it would be du Rage.
I also wanted to note that I have the television on in the background right now, and the Copa America final just ended. And for some reason, at the end of this game, they're airing a performance of Pitbull, the artist Pitbull.
Okay. You mean Bobby Slayton?
listening to this music while Pitbull is dancing around, it syncs up perfectly.
He's the Pitbull of stand-up comedy.
I don't know what Pitbull's real name is, but play Attack of the Barbarian, and if you can find it on YouTube, Pitbull's closing performance. It's very bizarre how well it syncs up. I mean, they're dancing to the rhythm and everything. I think I mentioned to you, I was doing this... you know when Art from Ground Control came in to get his haircut?
Yeah.
I had Lightning Force playing during an opening ceremony for a soccer tournament.
Yeah.
And it was really weird how the music synced up.
I bet you a lot of stuff can sync up really well to video game music. In fact, it would be a neat project to take a classic film and just make it a silent film and just score it with, video game music. Or take a silent film that already exists and just score that with video game music, you know, see how well that matches up.
Pitbull does look like a villain in Streets of Rage right now with his bald head and sunglasses.
Does he look like a barbarian?
No, but he looks like a Streets of Rage villain.
By the way, what did you call this track? What were you calling it?
What do you mean, what were we calling it?
What did you call it? Don't look at the notes, though. What did you call it? What do you think this track...
Attack of the Barbarian.
It's actually not, actually. I just realized it's called Attack the Barbarian.
Oh, attack.
So it's kind of saying you should attack the barbarian.
Oh, I thought it was the attack of the barbarian.
No, yeah, I know. I thought you said that. I thought it was too, actually. But I'm looking at it. It's actually attack the barbarian.
Okay.
And this is boss music, by the way. So.
Well, like, if anyone who's played Streets of Rage.
Okay, there was, I don't know if you guys could tell, but there was a little weird technical mishap just now. There was a
The barbarian surged.
There was a power surge, and I think the power of the barbarian kind of overtook our sound technology here.
Hmm. Well, this is classic Sega Genesis right here.
Well, you were making a point when the power surge happened. Do you know what that was?
No. Trying to think of what it was, but we were talking about Pitbull.
Something about Pitbull.
You
were talking about Lightning Force.
Just how the music syncs up.
It's sunk up.
It's sunk up.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So it syncs. Oh yeah, I was talking about how you take a silent film. And just you could score the whole thing with video game music. It'd be kind of a neat project.
Right, right.
And then you were saying something. But I don't remember. That surge, not only did it disrupt our recording, it was also just it kind of disrupted our train of thought. Attack the Barbarian. I'm going to move on to something quite different, I feel like, than Streets of Rage and Barbarians and stuff like that. Aerobiz. Foxy knows what I'm talking about. I didn't know she was so excited about Aerobiz, but hey, rightfully so. That's my kind of dog right there. Wow. I just didn't realize that the mention of Aerobiz would set her off like that. Real excited. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, yeah. She's like, right. Unknown composer, although perhaps it might have been someone named Taku Iwasaki. This is a Super Nintendo game, and we're going to hear a track called Time Out. Ooh, that's kind of related to soccer a little bit. Because they call Time Out sometimes, right?
Right. Well, no, there is no timeout.
There's no timeout in soccer.
No timeouts in soccer.
Is that true?
The clock never stops.
Is that true?
It's true.
Okay. Then never mind. This is strictly airplane company management, business management. Music from Aerobiz for the Super Nintendo. This is music from Aerobiz for the Super Nintendo, and this is called Time Out. And Rob's dog, Foxy, seems to be quite, excited about it still. This is a nice track, I like the simplicity of the electric piano or the...
Right.
Nice chords here. This is like a classic. It's almost like a Burt Bacharach.
Ooh, Burt Bacharach, yeah.
Doesn't it sound?
Dun, dun, dun.
That's a classic move right there. That was a classic lick. This has just got a classic kind of nostalgic feel to it. I love it. This is just a great track. I love this track. Love it. This whole soundtrack, Aerobiz, check it out. There's some hits on this track, on this game. Jobs can fall in on my head. No, I'm just kidding. But that's a Burt Bacharach song. This is so good. I could hear this. I could just keep listening to this. I wonder how this syncs up with the soccer game. I love that Rhodes sound, that Fender Rhodes kind of sound, you know?
Moving on, I have another Genesis track. Dino Dini's Soccer.
Mm-hmm.
Dino Dini's Soccer.
Yeah.
Game Background Music is the name of the track. Let's get to it. Dino Dini's Soccer, Game Background Music.
Yeah. Matt Furness, once again.
I want to take this minute to just do a couple of honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy Football is one I really wanted to play, but just didn't have enough time. And The Legend of Zelda, Link's Penalty Shot.
Well, maybe next replay.
Well, maybe when the World Cup comes around in 2018.
Right. So this track, built into the track is crowd noise. And there was a little bit of a debate about whether or not to play it with the crowd noise or not. I propose that we played it without the crowd noise because there are some games where environmental noise is sort of built into the track. Pilot Wings has this, and Star Fox has this. Star Fox on accident. And but I think it'd be worth listening to it with the crowd music. So why don't we put that in? How do you feel? You want to hear what it sounds like with the crowd noise?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to start. Here we go. This actually kind of reminds me of Lionel Richie's All Night Long, you know, when the crowd comes in all of a sudden. So this is with the crowd noise.
Is the crowd flushing a toilet?
The crowd is a toilet. Or it's a bunch of toilets, actually.
Oh, this must be the restroom at the stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going back out to the crowd. Just a bathroom break.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is better that we played it without the crowd noise. I mean, the crowd noise does give it a sort of energy, you know, gives it an energetic feel of excitement and people and cheering and stuff, obviously, right?
Yes.
This is a cool track, actually, straight up. This is a cool track. I mean, you know, Matt Furness, he's good, straight up. I mean, there's no denying that Matt Furness is good. You know? Alistair Brimble is also listed here. I'm not sure. We did hear from the Super Nintendo version of Dinodini Soccer in the past. But it seems to have a different soundtrack to some degree, at least. Actually, you know, the Super Nintendo version of Dinodini Soccer was actually by different composers. I think it's a completely different soundtrack. All right, I'm going to move on to the Blue Marlin for the Nintendo Entertainment System. Unknown composer, but developed by the company Hot B. You know what that B stands for, right?
Rent.
No, I was thinking blue for the Blue Marlin.
Hot Brent.
Hot Brent. No, I actually thought that first, and then I thought I'd figure out something else than just my name, you know. B stands for ball, soccer ball.
Oh,
another soccer game. The Blue Marlin. This is the ending music, and this is a fun, just you know, Latin rhythm-driven piece, and it ends. And here it is, the ending to the Blue Marlin, Nintendo. The Blue Marlin for the Nintendo Entertainment System. That was the ending. And I think that's a great track right there. Let's hear it one more time. This is good right here. That's good. It's good right there. I like the next, like the C section that comes up. No, this is a C section right here. Listen to the drums. This is good C section drums right here. I like that. That's nice how it slows down like that. Ooh, that's cool. And then my favorite part of this whole track is the very, very end. I'm gonna go, yeah. This part right here. It's coming up. Yeah, I like that. I like that right there.
Excellent track.
Oh, you like that?
I loved it.
Yeah, it is, you know, it's just fun, you know, it's just fun. I mean, you just, you know, if you want to have fun, you just put this track on. It's fun. Hot B.
I am ending my set with a little J-League soccer.
Mm-hmm.
J-League.
Yeah.
That is a SNES title. Staff Roll is the name of the track. Here we go. J-League Super Soccer. Staff Roll.
And that is actually the title for the Japanese release of it. The North American release and European release were titled Virtual Soccer. And,
Andy Brock is the name of the composer.
So yeah, let's get it going again. Here we go.
Let's hit it one more time. I love
like the beginning?
Wild America style.
Let's do it again.
Wild America. Did you ever see that television program?
No. Is that an animal show?
Yes. Oh. Or Wild Kingdom.
Wild Kingdom.
I think it was Wild America.
Which is only animals in America?
I think so. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like Wild America in your apartment, actually. I mean, in your place right now.
This is totally television credits music.
Did you purposely pick Staff Roll as your last track and
yes.
Introduction as your first track?
Yes.
Remind me to tell you about something about the Blue Marlin that I forgot to say earlier.
Hey, what were you going to say about the Blue Marlin?
Oh, thanks for reminding me. You know, the Blue Marlin, you know that there's a song... And the lyrics, it's hard to understand what the lyrics are, but I was thinking that the lyrics are Blue Marlin. You know what song I'm talking about?
What's that?
Well, you do know because I told you earlier when we weren't recording, but the song that goes like this. Blue Marlin, blue, 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 blue. Right? Isn't that, I was thinking that's the lyrics. Blue Marlin, blue, blue. Anyway, I just wanted to point that out, that I think that's quite possible that it's called Blue Marlin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess that's the end of the soccer run. End of the soccer game?
That is the end of the match, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you thought wrong.
What is this?
Well, not unplanned. Unplanned. I had selected as part of my... list of tracks that I was going to play on the episode. A game for the Game Boy Japan only release, Pachi Slot World Cup 94.
Wow.
This is a pachinko game that's World Cup themed. It's a World Cup themed pachinko game. And 94, World Cup 94.
Okay.
World Cup only happens only a certain amount of every years? Every four years. So it's like the Olympics.
Yes.
It's like the Olympics of soccer.
Yes.
But they have soccer at the Olympics as well, right?
Exactly.
Okay. That doesn't make so much sense, does it? They're going to have to, I think, get rid of one of them, I think, for it to make more sense, right? To become more sensible. As far as soccer goes, right? So what's it going to be, Rob? You choose. You going to get rid of the Olympics, or are you going to get rid of the World Cup?
Getting rid of the Olympics is the most sensible.
Okay, so you keep the World Cup.
Yes.
All right, well, good. That fits in with my track, Pachi Slot World Cup 94 for the Game Boy Japan. Unknown composer, but this was... published by Lil Max, and we're gonna hear a track that I'm not sure where it is in the game, but so I'm just gonna have it titled Gameplay. Yeah, here's a fun track. It's pretty quick. Here we go. Pachi Slot World Cup 94. Not the this is the actual last soccer track. Closing out the soccer set. Here we go. This is music from Pachi Slot World Cup 94 for the Game Boy, Japan only. And yeah, this is just a cool track. Pretty short. Oh, it kind of reminds me of Pictionary a little bit, you know? Great. It's just kind of reminds me of an 80s sushi bar also. So there you go. That's World Cup 94 right there. Soccer. Soccer theme episode and other stuff. For a full track listing, you can go to legacymusichour.com. You can post questions there and comments there, and also answer the question of whether or not we should start titling these episodes things, you know, other than Free Play This and, you know, Free Play 30 or whatever. This one will be titled Free Play 30, but that might be the last time it's called Free Play. You can also contact us at legacymusichour@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments there. You can also call
281 us. 281-SONIC-91. Ooh, okay. That's our number. Call us.
Yeah. Just jumping in hard on that. You can also go to iTunes and review the podcast, or you can rate it, you know. That helps spread the word about it. You can also, there's a Facebook page for Legacy Music Hour if you're interested in discussing things on that community, or be a part of all communities. I think that's about it, right? I'm trying to think. What else do I usually mention? Yeah,
that's it. I just want to mention one more time.
I forgot. Yeah, go ahead.
At Ground Control on July 14th, Thursday. That's in Portland. Come on out, listen to some tunes, play some games.
I actually forgot we were going to play the graduation music. Okay. So let me get this out of here. Okay, so let's do this. Okay, so Doug from Western Nebraska has a high school band, and you know, he's a teacher there, and he was asking for suggestions for video. He wanted to play video game music at the graduation and have the students, the graduating class, walk off to video game music. And so through a bunch of suggestions, he finally went with Final Fantasy, the theme to Final Fantasy. And so here is his school. There was a recording of it. Here's the school band playing the graduation music from this year, I guess. Final Fantasy. Here we go. Sorry, hold on.
Thank you.
All right, there it is.
Graduating ninjas, class of 2016, we salute you.
You know, and Gabe was asking, is this Final Fantasy 1? Oh, it's all Final Fantasies, actually. I mean, it first appears in Final Fantasy 1, but they use this theme in all the Final Fantasies. Well, I don't know. I've only played a few of them, but, it, you know, this is sort of the Final Fantasy theme, you know, the franchise theme, basically. And, yeah, that's I think that's pretty funny, actually, to think of a graduating high school class marching to this or walking to this music. Anyway, thank you, Doug, for sending us that recording. All right, well, that's it. That wraps up the show. I think that there's nothing else to mention, right? No, okay. And so we'll leave you with a track from Earth Defense Force. Okay, all those graduating students graduate and will join the Earth Defense Force. Music composed by Tsukasa Tawada, Yasuhiko Zepp Takashiba. Zepp is a nickname. That's the arranger, actually. The music is composed by Tsukasa Tawada, and it's arranged for the Super Nintendo by Yasuhiko Zepp Takashiba. And we're going to hear First Encounter. This is Earth Defense Force for the Super Nintendo, First Encounter. And our engineer is Gabe Castro. Our studio host is Trevor Ames. Our mixtape compiler is Keyglyph. My name is Brent Weinbach.
I am Rob F. Switch.
The name of the program is The Legacy Music Hour. Thank you for listening.